Module 10, Vibrant Videos and Amazing Audio. Audio and video are very much a part of our everyday lives, so they are accepted and even expected media in a presentation. They are attractive options for a presentation because they provide learners with more dimensions by which to receive information. While video and audio both represent a one-way communication to participants, the opportunity to use them as part of learning exercises or in the ensuing discussion adds value to the presentation. Video. There are three main ways to obtain video material: creating your own media using a small personal video camera, purchasing off-the-shelf video designed for training presentations, hiring a professional video production company. Your media budget, the amount of available preparation time, your comfort and skill level with video, and the type of presentation will all influence the direction. Audio. Audio can be used as a standalone option as part of the video, or even created by the participants, such as an exercise to write and sing a song. Require tools. For video with audio, you will need some type of player depending upon the media type: a DVD-ROM or Blu-ray player if you are using a video disc, USB memory stick, a laptop or PC with software to play digital video. You will also need a projector and a projection screen. Speakers are optional but recommended for more than the smallest room and group. Although today's cameras are light-sensitive, you may also need some simple lighting, such as a handyman light from a hardware store. If you want more than the onboard audio built into the camera, get a simple lavalier or handheld microphone. Finally, especially if budget is an issue, consider using one or more personal video devices, such as smartphone. You'll also need a handful of inexpensive earbuds. You can pass the iPods around the room at certain times, or have participants up to view and listen to the material. While perhaps less formal than the others, this solution is much more portable if your presentation is delivered off-site. Tips and tricks. Purchase off-the-shelf video. Check reviews of the media online. Shop around for the best prices. Preview the work before you purchase. Test the video in conjunction with the exercise with a colleague before the presentation. Personally created video. Plan by creating a simple outline that matches your presentation content. Create a storyboard using PowerPoint, a word processor, or paper before you record. Check your equipment thoroughly. Do a practice run before your final recording. Transfer the recording immediately to a computer for backup. Professionally produced video from a production company. Create an outline. The storyboard may be provided by the production company. Carefully create a request for proposal and interview several companies. Preview finished samples of each company's work. Ask for a client list and check with several of them. Plan to dedicate an in-house resource person to work with a production company. Manage costs through a pre-production meeting, trimming if necessary where it makes sense. Maintain frequent two-way communication during the project. If all proposals come in nearly equal, trust your instincts based on the relationships you have formed with the prospective companies. Creating a plan B. Regardless of the method you use for your audio and video, it is essential to have a backup plan in the event that something goes awry with the technology. Have one or two backup copies of your media, perhaps on a USB flash drive and a DVD. Test everything before the presentation. For higher-end productions, have a technician on standby if possible. Record and backup the audio track separately. If the video fails, you will still have the audio. Create a handout with the key concepts contained in your video. Capture screenshots directly from the video, if permissible by copyright, and add them to a PowerPoint file. If sequence isn't an issue and you have access to a technician later, adjust your agenda to utilize the video later in the program. If for any reason none of the above is feasible, consider substituting a role play between you and the selected participants. Above all, today's participants understand the gotchas when technology is involved and will probably be empathetic as you carry on your presentation as if it was no big deal. Case study. Jarrett saw the coordinator before she came up to him. After talking to the coordinator, he learned that the technician was dealing with an emergency at another site and could not come out to help him. Jarrett felt stressed. None of his electronics he brought had worked right. His backup plans had fallen through and now the internet was down. Jarrett kept a cool head. He turned to the audience. "It appears that we have technical difficulty, so I won't be able to show the clip that I brought. However, I'd like to ask for two participants from the group." He took out a folder and opened it. "I have a scenario I'd like two people to play out that illustrates the same point of the video." A few hands went up in the group. Jarrett carried out the role play he planned in case of emergency, and the training continued on successfully.